Florida is a unique state. It's so special that it's the only one in the country to have something called the Constitution Revision Commission. 37 people are appointed every 20 years to this committee. After holding public hearings across the state, they recommend a series of amendments that automatically make it to the November ballot.
The Revision Commission was created by one of the original drafts of the Florida Constitution back in 1968. As an opportunity for a non-elected citizens group to take a fresh look at the Constitution every 20 years.
That was John Mills. He's a law professor at the UF Levin College of Law. But in 1998, he served on the Constitution Revision Commission. He was appointed by then Democratic Florida Governor Lawton Giles. Most amendments make it on the ballot via legislative referral or a citizens initiative. But some amendments can't make it through those traditional pathways. That's where the CRC comes in. Janice Gilley, Associate Vice President of External Affairs at the University of West Florida, has experience working in the governor's office and the state legislature. She says the CRC gives once unsuccessful initiatives a second chance.
So there may be initiatives that they brought forward that were already initiatives to be considered that maybe citizens' initiatives have already tried and maybe were not successful at. Maybe legislators have already tried and not successful at.
But the 2018 Commission has had difficulties with their amendments ahead of the vote in November. Of the 8 initiatives proposed in the final report, only 4 will definitely be on the ballot. Amendments 7, 9, and 11 face challenges in lower courts, while Amendment 8 was officially removed by Florida Supreme Court. Mills explains why.
The Constitution Revision Commission can combine different subjects, but if the title and summary doesn't fully explain the consequence of the actual proposal, it would be removed.
But the amendments are also under scrutiny for something called bundling. Elizabeth King is the president of the Pensacola Bay Area League of Women Voters. She explains how the CRC amendments are different than legislative referrals or citizens' initiatives because of bundling.
It means putting things together that are not necessarily related. While the other two ways that were used this year to get things on the ballot, by law, they have to address one single issue.
King recently gave a presentation on the CRC amendments and says she often gets this reaction.
And also they say, well, I like this part, but I can't stand that part. Now, what do I do? I said, well, you have to decide which one you feel more strongly about. And sometimes people truthfully just throw up their hands and don't vote because of that.
Earlier this year, former State Senator Don Gates, who served on the 2018 panel, spoke to WUWF about the value of bundling.
We had over 100 individual proposals, so we used a committee process, public hearings to kind of winnow it down. But then we did what prior constitutional revision commissions have done, and that is some like proposals have been grouped together at something that's impossible to avoid if you want to have a short enough ballot that people will actually read it.
But John Mills says there is a fine line when bundling ballot initiatives. During the 1998 Revision Commission, the panel did sort multiple initiatives together, but they had to meet a standard.
I will say that when we, in 98, put the initiatives or prepared them for the ballot, we did put together several separate proposals, but they were very closely aligned topics.
If the 3 challenged amendments from the 2018 Commission get struck down by the state Supreme Court, then there will be a sign at polling places notifying voters. Mills offers some advice on how voters can prepare for these amendments.
Just take some time to read them, read pro and con, try to understand them so that when you walk into the ballot booth, it's not the first time you try to evaluate them.
For an amendment to pass, it has to receive 60% of the vote. Prior to 2006, amendments only needed to receive a majority. Abigail Meganson, WUWF News.